For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. And every oblation of thy meat offering shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt suffer them to bear the iniquity of trespass when they eat their holy things. For I, the Lord, do sanctify them. And Sihon would not suffer Israel to pass through his border. But Sihon gathered all his people together, and went out against Israel into the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz, and fought against Israel. And stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies, and smite the hindmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their cities, for the Lord your God hath delivered them into your hand. And the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the mountain, for they would not suffer them to come down to the valley. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But her father would not suffer him to go in. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, Suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Then said she, I pray thee, let the king remember the Lord thy God, that thou wouldest not suffer the revengers of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of thy son fall to the earth. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah, and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws, therefore it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them. He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with bitterness. Suffer me that I may speak, and after that I have spoken, mock me, which make oil within their walls, and tread their winepresses, and suffer thirst. Men, suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. Neither shall they shave their heads, nor suffer their locks to grow long. They shall only pull their heads. And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. But said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. But I say unto you, that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Bid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them, and departed thence. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he answered and told them, Elias verily cometh first, and restoreth all things. And how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things, and be set at naught. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. But Jesus called him unto him, and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. To them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Wherefore he saith also in another psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. But Paul said, I am a man which am a Jew, of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city. And I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And labor working with our own hands, being reviled we bless, being persecuted we suffer it, being Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer, if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation. For I have written a letter unto you in few words. For what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves.